This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back to the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show with Interim President Susan Fritz, where we catch up each and every week on what's happening at the university. Susan, what's on your mind?
Well, Greg, I've been thinking about the state's workforce needs, which are urgent and growing. It's critical that the university continue to work hand-in-hand with our partners to fill high-skill, high-demand, and high-wage jobs in our state.
You're talking about other colleges, the state, businesses, et cetera, correct?
Yes, all of those and more. We're working with K-12, the Chambers of Commerce, and all the entities you mentioned, just to name a few. Although Nebraska's colleges and universities are doing an excellent job, we are not producing enough graduates to meet our workforce needs. And our workforce moves our state's economy forward.
And I know that Nebraska graduates are popular with companies across the nation.
Oh, of course. They're hard workers, have great work ethics. It's really a 50-state competition when it comes to workforce recruitment. And here's what we're up against. In the next few years, Nebraska is going to have 34,000 openings each year in high-skilled jobs like engineering, nursing, and IT. Most of those jobs require a college degree. And this isn't an urban or a rural problem. These needs exist across the state.
I do enjoy when you bring a special guest to talk about other workforce needs around the state and growing Nebraska.
Absolutely. I am so excited to introduce Governor Pete Ricketts to our fans. Governor Ricketts has been working closely with the university on workforce development and economic development initiatives, and I'm appreciative to have him as a partner. This is the first time he's been on the President's Halftime Show, so this will be a very special segment. I'm pleased that the governor is able to join us and share some of the good work he's doing with Husker Nation.
Governor, great to see you. Can you tell us a little bit about what the state's doing to keep talented Nebraska students in Nebraska schools and thinking about their future?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me on. President Fritz, great to see you. And Greg, thank you very much. I love talking about growing Nebraska, and workforce is a key part of it. As I travel around the state, the number one thing companies talk about is how can I make sure I have the right trained, skilled workforce? And what we've been focused on is really trying to create that talent pipeline. Going back to 2015, I worked with the legislature to create the Developing Youth Talent Initiative, which is a program which encourages private sector companies to work with our school districts in 7th and 8th grade to expose them to the great careers that we have available in things like manufacturing or technology so that they can get an idea of that, really follow that through and maybe in a career academy in high school, and then really, as President Fritz was talking about, that post-secondary education, which is going to be so critical for making sure we're developing our workforce.
We've been hearing about Blueprint Nebraska. I know it's something the university is involved in as well. Can you tell the folks out there about more about this initiative and how it's going to help Nebraska as we look to thrive and grow?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Blueprint Nebraska was something that President Bounce had brought to me a couple of years ago as something he'd done in Mississippi. And it's a citizen-led effort to bring together business leaders from all across the state to take a look at what do we need to do to grow Nebraska looking out to 2030. And again, workforce has been a key part of that with regard to how we think about what we're doing and then bringing together all the different parts of education, whether it's that, 7th and 8th graders, high school, post-secondary education, two-year and four-year degrees, certificates, all of that to make sure that we've got the right trained, skilled workforce as a part of it. And so that's really, there's a lot of aspects to it, but it really, Blueprint creates that kind of template to create the dialogue and debate about where we take the state going forward.
I know that growing Nebraska has been one of your big themes. Can you talk more about why that's so important and why you choose economic growth as one of your main areas of emphasis?
Yeah, we think about growing Nebraska as creating those job opportunities that the president was talking about and making sure we've got our people taking advantage of that. It starts with our four pillars of prosperity, which is making sure we're developing our people and connecting them to great paying jobs. The second pillar is making sure we're running government more effectively, more efficiently, and in a customer service way. The third is making sure we're good stewards of the taxpayer dollar and thereby delivering taxpayer relief. And the fourth is making sure we go out and promote Nebraska around the world and around the country that we've got the best place right here. And all this gets back to creating those job opportunities for Nebraska families. You know, people like Eric Jones, who works at Kawasaki, allowing Eric to be able to send his kids to school, go on that family vacation, or just enjoy the good life here in our state, buy a car, buy a house. That's what economic development really means, is creating those opportunities for Nebraska families.
Governor, thank you so much for sharing that and what you're doing to help Nebraska be a great place to live, to work, and to grow our economy. Susan, let's come back to you. Any last words for the folks this week?
Well, Greg, I'd like to thank Governor Ricketts for joining us on the show and for his partnership. It's a great example of how higher education, K-12, government, and business have come together around workforce development and growing our state. I'm excited to have these important conversations, and I look forward to continuing our talks about Nebraska's future.
Susan, Governor, great to see both of you. Thank you so much for updating us on the university and the state of Nebraska. We have more Halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.